creating an elevator pitch that feels natural. We've all been there, trapped in a conversation where someone is robotically reciting their rehearsed elevator pitch, and you can practically see the memorized script scrolling behind their eyes. It feels awkward, forced, and ultimately ineffective. Despite being a fundamental tool in professional networking, the traditional elevator pitch has earned a reputation for being stilted and inauthentic. But it doesn't have to be this way. An elevator pitch that feels natural can be your most powerful communication asset, opening doors to new opportunities, making memorable first impressions, and building genuine connections. In this comprehensive guide, we'll explore how to transform the often dreaded elevator pitch into a natural, compelling conversation that authentically represents who you are and what you offer. What is an elevator pitch and why does it matter? An elevator pitch is a brief, persuasive speech that sparks interest in what you do, who you are, or an idea you are promoting. The name comes from the scenario of unexpectedly finding yourself in an elevator with someone you want to impress and having only the duration of the elevator ride, typically 30 to 60 seconds, to make a connection. In today's fast-paced world, where attention spans are shorter than ever, the ability to concisely communicate your value is invaluable. A well-crafted elevator pitch can help you make a strong first impression at networking events. Respond confidently when asked, "What do you do?" Introduce yourself effectively in job interviews. Pitch ideas to potential clients or investors. Establish your personal brand in professional settings. The challenge isn't just creating an elevator pitch, it's creating one that doesn't sound rehearsed or artificial. As I've explored in my article on the art of concise communication, saying more with less requires both strategy and authenticity. Why traditional elevator pitches often feel forced. Before we dive into creating a natural elevator pitch, let's understand why so many fall flat. They're overly rehearsed. Many professionals memorize their pitch word for word, resulting in a delivery that sounds like they're reading from a teleprompter rather than engaging in a conversation. They use corporate jargon, phrases like synergistic solutions and paradigm shifts might sound impressive in a boardroom but create distance in person-to-person interactions. They focus on features, not stories. Humans are wired to connect with stories, not lists of accomplishments or capabilities. Traditional pitches often miss the narrative element that makes communication memorable. They're one size fits all. Many people use the same rigid pitch regardless of context or audience, missing opportunities to create genuine connections based on the specific situation. They lack personality. In an effort to sound professional, many pitches filter out the unique voice and perspective that make you interesting and distinctive. These pitfalls often stem from common communication barriers that I've discussed in my article on the importance of clarity in communication. When we prioritize sounding impressive over being clear and authentic, our message gets lost. The principles of a natural elevator pitch. Creating an elevator pitch that feels natural starts with embracing some fundamental principles. Authenticity comes first. Your pitch should sound like you on your best day, not like someone else entirely. Use language, examples, and energy that reflect your genuine self. Conversation, not presentation. Think of your pitch as the beginning of a dialogue rather than a monologue. It should invite questions and further discussion. Flexibility over rigidity. Natural communication adapts to context. Your pitch should have core components but allow room for customization based on your audience and situation. Value to the listener. A natural pitch focuses on what matters to your audience, not just what you want to say about yourself. It answers the implicit question, "Why should I care?" Story-driven structure. Even in 30 seconds, you can incorporate narrative elements that make your pitch more engaging and memorable. These principles align closely with effective networking strategies I've outlined in How to Build a Strong Network Without Feeling Forced. The same authenticity that powers meaningful networking also drives an effective elevator pitch. Step-by-step process to create your natural elevator pitch. Now let's break down the process of creating an elevator pitch that feels as natural as a conversation with a friend. 1. Start with self-reflection. Before crafting your words, take time for honest self-assessment. What are you truly passionate about in your work? What unique perspective or approach do you bring? What problems do you solve that matter to others? What accomplishments or experiences have shaped your professional identity? How would close colleagues describe your value in casual conversation? This reflection ensures your pitch is grounded in authenticity rather than aspiration or exaggeration. 2. Identify your core message. Every effective pitch has a central idea that ties everything together. This isn't your job title or company name, it's the essence of your value proposition. Ask yourself, what's the one thing you want people to remember about you? What transformation or outcome do you create for others? How does your work impact people, organizations, or communities? Your core message should be specific enough to be meaningful but broad enough to be adaptable to different contexts. 3. Craft your basic structure. A natural elevator pitch typically includes these elements, though not necessarily in this order. The hook, an intriguing opening that creates interest. The what, a clear explanation of what you do. The who you serve or help. The why, what drives you or what problem you solve. The outcome, the results or benefits you create. The differentiator, what makes your approach unique. The next step, an invitation to further conversation, when appropriate. For a natural delivery, you don't need to include all of these elements every time. The situation and your audience will help you determine which components to emphasize. 4. Write multiple versions. Instead of crafting one perfect pitch, develop several variations. A 15-second introduction for casual settings. A 30-second version for networking events. A 60-second pitch for more formal opportunities. Industry-specific versions that use relevant terminology. General versions that avoid jargon for broader audiences. Having multiple versions prevents you from sounding scripted and allows you to choose the most appropriate approach for each situation. 5. Incorporate a microstory. Even in brief interactions, a small story element can make your pitch more engaging and memorable. Consider including a specific example of how you helped someone. A brief mention of what inspired your career path. A quick before and after scenario that illustrates your impact. A concise problem-solution narrative related to your work. The key is keeping it ultra-brief while still maintaining the emotional power of storytelling. 6. Eliminate jargon and complexity. Review your draft pitches and ruthlessly cut anything that doesn't sound like natural speech. Replace industry jargon with plain language. Break down complex concepts into simpler terms. Cut redundant phrases and unnecessary details. Use contractions and casual language when appropriate. Opt for active voice and vivid verbs. As I've discussed in Daily Habits to improve your communication style, clarity and simplicity are essential for effective communication in any context. 7. Practice through conversation. Rather than memorizing your pitch verbatim, practice integrating its elements into actual conversations. Have coffee with a friend and ask them to inquire about your work. Join networking events with the goal of trying different versions of your pitch. Record yourself answering "Tell me about yourself" in a conversational way. Practice with different emotional tones and energies to find what feels most natural. This approach helps you internalize the content without sounding rehearsed. Common elevator pitch mistakes to avoid. Even with the best intentions, it's easy to fall into these common traps. The resume recitation. Listing your job titles, degrees, or years of experience typically creates disconnect rather than connection. Instead, focus on the insights and skills you've developed and how they create value. The jargon jungle. Industry terminology can create barriers between you and your listener. Unless you're certain your audience shares your technical vocabulary, opt for accessible language that anyone can understand. The humility hurdle. Many professionals, particularly women and those from cultures that value modesty, downplay their achievements in their pitch. While arrogance is off-putting, clearly articulating your value is not boasting, it's effective communication. The static script. Delivering the exact same words regardless of context suggests you're not present in the conversation. Allow your pitch to breathe and evolve based on who you're talking to and what matters to them. The closed ending. A natural elevator pitch should open doors to further conversation, not close them. Avoid endings that feel final or leave the other person without a clear way to respond or engage. Developing networking confidence includes learning to avoid these pitfalls while staying true to your authentic communication style. Examples of natural-sounding elevator pitches. To illustrate the principles we've discussed, here are some examples of elevator pitches that feel conversational and authentic. For a leadership coach. I help executives who are great at their jobs but struggling with their teams. Many leaders get promoted for their technical skills but find the people management side challenging. I work with them to develop communication approaches that feel authentic to them while getting better results from their teams. Recently, I helped a CTO reduce team turnover by 40% by making a few key changes to how she runs meetings and gives feedback. What leadership challenges are you seeing in your organization? For a digital marketing specialist. You know how many small businesses pour money into online advertising without seeing real results? I help them stop wasting resources by identifying the specific digital channels where their ideal customers actually spend time. I'm particularly passionate about helping traditional businesses compete in the digital space without losing their unique character. Are you doing any digital marketing for your business? For a software developer. I build software that makes complex data simple for non-technical users. I got into this after watching my mother, who runs a small retail business, struggle with making sense of her customer data. Now I focus on creating interfaces that help business owners make better decisions without needing a data science degree. What tools do you use to understand your business data? For a financial advisor. I help creative professionals manage their irregular incomes and build financial security without having to become financial experts themselves. Most of my clients are freelancers, artists, and entrepreneurs who have complicated relationships with money and need strategies that work with their unique cash flow patterns. The most rewarding part is seeing someone go from financial anxiety to confidence. Do you know many people working in creative fields? Adapting your pitch for different contexts. A truly natural elevator pitch can flex and adapt to various situations. Here's how to modify your approach for different contexts. Professional networking events. In industry-specific gatherings, you can use more specialized language and focus on current trends or challenges in your field. These audiences are often looking for substantive connections based on shared professional interests. Social settings. When someone asks what you do at a party or casual gathering, brevity and accessibility are key. Focus on the impact of your work rather than the details, and be ready to shift the conversation to non-work topics after a brief exchange. Job interviews. When responding to "Tell me about yourself" in an interview, your pitch should align with the specific role and organization. Research the company beforehand to emphasize the aspects of your experience most relevant to their needs and culture. Client or investor meetings. When pitching to potential clients or investors, focus heavily on the problems you solve and the specific outcomes you've achieved for others like them. This is where concrete results and testimonials are particularly valuable. Digital contexts. Your elevator pitch can also be adapted for LinkedIn profiles, professional bios, and email signatures. Written versions often need to be more structured than spoken ones, but should still maintain your authentic voice. Practice techniques to make your pitch more natural. The final step in creating an elevator pitch that feels natural is practice, but not the kind of rote rehearsal that leads to robotic delivery. Instead, try these techniques. The voice memo approach. Record yourself answering "What do you do?" in different ways. Listen back and note which versions sound most authentic and engaging. Pay attention to your energy level, pace, and the words that flow most easily. The friendly feedback loop. Practice your pitch with trusted friends or colleagues and ask specific questions. "Did that sound like me? Which parts felt most authentic or interesting? Was there anything that seemed confusing or forced?" The real-world laboratory. Use low-stakes networking opportunities to experiment with different approaches to your pitch. Notice which versions generate follow-up questions or continued conversation. These are likely your most effective and natural versions. The key points method. Instead of memorizing your pitch word for word, internalize the key points you want to cover. This allows you to express the same content in slightly different words each time, which naturally sounds more conversational. The personal connection practice. Before delivering your pitch, take a moment to genuinely connect with your listener. Make eye contact, be present, and if appropriate, ask them a question first. This helps you shift from presentation mode to conversation mode. Conclusion. An elevator pitch that feels natural isn't a fixed script you perfect once and use forever. It's a living communication tool that evolves as you, your work, and your goals change. The most effective elevator pitches feel less like rehearsed speeches and more like the beginning of an interesting conversation. By focusing on authenticity, clarity, and connection, you transform the traditional elevator pitch from an awkward obligation into a valuable opportunity to share your professional story in a way that resonates. Remember that the goal isn't just to tell people what you do, it's to open the door to meaningful professional relationships. The next time someone asks "What do?" you won't need to switch into performance mode. Instead, you'll be able to respond naturally, confidently, and in a way that genuinely represents who you are and the value you bring. Your most effective elevator pitch isn't the one that sounds the most polished, it's the one that sounds the most like you.